Okay, we're continuing in the Drusha Sharan in the Drush HaChi'i, the ninth Drusha in the Masada Rav Kooks. We're on page Shin Dalad Mem. Okay, we're continuing in the idea of Moshe asking to get into Eretz Yisrael. So the Ran says, "V'nir mezgamkin b'medrash Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom shal mashe shal atzadach anina." It's hinted to in the Medrash that when Moshe davened that he should get into Eretz Yisrael, he asked it as a gift, as that Hashem should be gracious to him. Lo mitzad shara'a atzmo ro'i l'kach, not because Moshe thought that he was ro'i, he was fitting that Hashem should let him in. Amru b'sifri, it says in the Sifri, v'ayeschanan el Hashem, and I daven to Hashem, zeh sh'amar akasha, this is what the pasuk means, tachanunim yidabe rush, that a poor person, a person who doesn't deserve it, so he asks with supplication. So the Medrash says, Shnei Parnasim Tovim Hayuli Yisrael, Hayulhem Yisrael, there were two great leaders of the Jewish people, Moshe and David. V'heim Yecholim Litlosis Olim V'maseim HaTovim, they were so great that they could hold up the whole world with their good deeds. But L'bikshu Meis Hashem Yisbarach Shiti Lehem El Chinam, and they only asked that Hashem should do them a favor. They didn't deserve anything, they're just asking for something. Could Hashem do them a chesed and do it for free, a nice favor to them to let them have whatever they were asking for. In other words, even though they had so many good deeds that they could have said, well, I did this, I did that, and the other, still they never asked like that. They always viewed themselves as not being deserving of anything. The time Moshe davened, the reason is, shekesha hatzadik mizbonin b'cheto, because when a tzadik thinks about his sins, asher chata l'Hashem yizbarach, that he sinned to Hashem mitzad gdulasov v'ramuso, when you think of who you sinned to, Hashem is so great, and you sinned against him, u'mishar ba'atzmo, she'i efshar she'yichupar avonu b'shem minyan. So he thinks to himself, it can't be that I'll ever be atoned for this. L'fi she'adua, because it's known, she'achet yigadel kefi gdulas mi'sheheve elav. Because the sin is greater based on who you did it to, right? If you spit in your friend's face, that's pretty bad. If you spit in your parent's face, that's even worse. You spit in the Queen of England's face, well, in the olden days, that'd get you killed, right? And certainly, doing an aver against Hashem is infinitely great. So therefore, anything a person does that's wrong is infinitely bad. And it comes out from this, if Hashem's greatness is infinite, and the sin you did is infinitely bad. And on this way, this is what Chazal say, that tzaddikim are osin me'ahava v'smechin b'yisurin. Everything they do, every mitzvah they do with love, and they're happy with the punishments that they get, with the suffering that they get. Why are they happy with their suffering? Because the Ran says, mitzad shema'arichim yisurehim la'ayin neged avonim, because they view of what they're suffering as nothing compared to what they did. Because of what they did, they deserve a lot worse than what they're getting. So they're happy that they're getting an atonement and a kapara with just the yisurim that they got. V'nir maz od b'divri ha-navi, it's further hinted to in the Navi, sh'ne'amar, as the Pasuk says, v'yar Ephraim is cholyov, this is in Hosea, it says Ephraim sees his sickness, v'Yehuda is mezoro, Yehuda sees his sores, v'yelech Ephraim el Ashur, v'yishlech el melech yerev. So then Ephraim decides to go to Ashur, and he sends to their king, v'hulo yachalir polachem, v'lo yegech lechem mazer. And he, Hashem says, the Navi says, he's not going to be able to help you. So the Ran says, Himshil ze l'chol eshiyita b'sibas cholyov. So the Ran says that the Navi is making a mashal to a sick person who doesn't understand why he's sick. Shekol mashi mashi chato sahu. As long as this keeps going on, this person's confused about what's causing them the illness, lo ya'ale al ruka, they're never going to heal. V'amar acharav, and it says after there, Eilech ashuva el mekomi ad asher yashamu v'bikshu fanai. I will go back to my place until I am ashamed and I realize I'm wrong, and they will bikshufanai, they will ask for me, meaning me, Hashem. In other words, he's saying that the Jewish people don't, the Ephraim doesn't realize what they did wrong. They don't realize why they're sick. They're going to the king. The king of Asher is not going to help them. They need to realize that they're sinning and come to me. The Ran says, Pirish ad jasher yashamu, means until they become blamed. So the Ran is saying this, Ad asher yachziku atzmam b'ashemim, until they realize that they are to blame. They realize that they are to blame. They are ashamed. Gizeo haschala sheyashav adam mitshuva v'yachshir ma'isav. Because the first step, if a person having suffering then the first step is to do tshuva and repent and fix your ways. Because just because you forgot what aver you did doesn't mean Hashem forgot. Like the pasuk says in Yeshayah, "Hinei ksuva lefanai lo echasheh." A person's averos are written in front of me. I will not be quiet. Ki im shilamti, rather I will repay them. V'amar Acher Raman says after that, "Avonoseichem va'avonos avoseichem yachtav amar Hashem." That is, Hashem is going to repay the person for their averos and the averos of their fathers together. When the pasuk means atzad melitza, means not literally, because obviously the person's averus is not literally written in front of Hashem, but the idea is it's as if it's written. God doesn't forget. In other words, the idea is just because these people, the Jewish people, are saying, "Oh, I didn't do any averus," that doesn't mean that I, Hashem, forgot them. Aval hem ksuvim lefanai. It's as if they're written in front of me. Ve'ichlo es kareim. How am I not going to remember them? Ve'gam avonos avoseim gluyim lefanai. And the averos of their fathers are in front of me. Ve'ichyachshu, having in a thing, shebimpnei sheim shokchem osam ani ashokchem. Because they forgot it. Why do they think I'm going to forget it? Lefikach, therefore, mipnei she'aschalas ha'tshuva hu she'yasim adam avono l'neged einav. Because the beginning of tshuva is for a person to put their averos in front of their eyes, meaning to think about their averos, to realize that they are... that they've done wrong. Like the pasuk says, "V'chatasi negdi tamid," my sins are in front of me constantly. Amargamkin. So therefore, the pasuk said, "Ad asher yashamu," until they realize they are to blame. Shkol od shalei yigala avonim lo ta'ale arukasam. Because if they cannot reveal their sins, if they can't realize they are wrong, they did wrong, they'll never get healed. So that's the idea. Ephraim sees things are going wrong for him, and he runs to Melech Ashur, and Melech Ashur is not going to help them. Doing tshuva is going to help. Again, like all things, when we're talking about hishtadlus, if a person gets sick, that doesn't mean they don't go to the doctor. A person does go to the doctor, and if Ephraim thought it was a good idea to go to Melech Ashur, I don't know enough of the story there. But the point is that everyone has to know that the real help is to do tshuva. Hashem is the one that controls all, and that's what's really causing things. But a person also has to, of course, go to the doctor if they are sick, but understand that Hashem is the one who sends refuah, and that's what the Jews needed to do. They needed to do tshuva, and then things would get better for them. This is what the pasuk says: "Kirafi li Yisrael v'nigla avon Ephraim v'ra'u Shamron." This is a very interesting pasuk. The pasuk says, again, this is in Hosea, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, that it says that "Kirafi li Yisrael," when I will heal the Jewish people, their averus will be revealed. I raise a davar shel tame, and the Ron says that's shocking. What does that mean? Lefi shiroi, because you would think she is chayev hahefech. It should be the opposite. K'mo shamar kassel, like the pasuk says, by yamin mahem of esahi, when I come, when in the end of days, when Mashiach comes, nu Hashem yivukash as avon Yisrael veinenu. When Mashiach, in the end of days, Hashem will look for the avonos, the sins of Yisrael, and he won't find them. Veschatos Yehuda v'loisi matzana. No one's going to find the sins of Yehuda. So it means we'll all be forgiven. So if that's what happened in the end of days. So what does this mean? That when Hashem comes to heal the Jewish people, then their averus will be revealed. What does that mean? When we're healed, the averus are gone. It doesn't mean when I heal the Jews, their averus will be revealed. But the pasuk means is as follows: Sha'anavi himshil asinin berofei echad. The navi is giving you a mashal to a doctor. Shebal arapos maka anusha. You have a doctor comes to heal a person from their sickness, and they got thing on their skin, a bruise, or a scrape, a crash, some kind of bruise to their arm, whatever it is. Asher karam aleha or ubasar, and whatever this scab is—that's the word I was looking for—a scab. The thing scabbed over, so you had this issue underlying on your skin or near your skin, and then you have it covered over with a scab. Or ubasar milmaila, there's skin and flesh on top. And under that, you've got the sickness. There's no way for the doctor to heal the sickness. Right? More accurate, if you have this big pus thing on your arm, and you're going to say, "Well, I don't want to open it up," the only way to heal the thing is to open it up. The only way you're going to get rid of the pus and to heal the thing is you have to cut the thing open. And to reveal the disease, get rid of the disease, then it could heal itself. So Kenam Hashem Yisbarach, so to Hashem says, Ki Be'esha Hu Yirapesh Yisrael Yischayim Sheyigala Avonim. That when Hashem is coming to heal the Jews, it has to be that their avirus will be revealed. Because they will not get healed until their avirus are revealed. So the Jewish people have to first, as part of the healing process of doing getting back to Hashem, they have to reveal their avirus. They have to say, know what they did wrong, and reveal it, and say it, and do tshuva from it. And just like when a regular doctor comes and opens up the wound, and then it gets better, and then you check and the sickness is gone. So too, when the Jewish people reveal their sins, do tshuva shleima v'tala rukasam, and then they get better, they get spiritually better, then Hashem will look for the sins of the Jewish people, they'll be gone. When they're getting the refuah, when they're getting the refuah, so then the actual healing process has to be where the sins are revealed. Impossible otherwise. So the only way that the Jews to be healed as a people, or as individuals as well, is for them to reveal their avers, show their avers, and then do tshuva from them, which is, of course, an introspective process to think about what the person did wrong, and then you can come and work on it. This is what the pasuk said: Ad asher yashamo, until they are realize that they're to blame. Kalamer sheyachziku atman ba'ashemim, that they think of themselves as sinners. V'yigalo lefnei avonam. The Fanai Avonim, they will reveal their sins before me. Vaz Yivakshu Fanai, and then they'll call out to me. V'yomru Kain, and they will say, L'chu v'nashuv al Hashem. They will say, let us return to Hashem. This is again more, a pasuk also in Hosea and Perek Vav, I believe. L'chu v'nashuv al Hashem, ki'u tarof v'yirpa'enu. Let us go to Hashem, because he hurt, and he will heal us. Yach, he hit v'yichbashenu, he'll heal us. Klomer, as if it means to say, "Lo kemelech Ashur," not like the king of Ashur. Shlohayu biyachulus biyado kiim laharav lelahitiv. Not like going to Ashur, that one to help us, because he can only hurt us, not help us. Kemosh amar kasev alav, like the pasuk says, "Have Ashur shevet api." Ashur was just Hashem's stick to hit the Jews when he was angry at them. Ashur is not going to help you. V'amar acharav, and it says after that, "Ichayenu miyomayim biyom ashlishi kaimenu v'nichi elafanov." That Hashem will make us whole in 2 days, and on the third day He'll bring us up. Papirish, the pasuk, the explanation of the pasuk of Yichayenu miyomayim, He'll give us life in 2 days. Lomar is to say kashi yeshuvu b'tshuva shleima, that when the Jewish people do tshuva v'yasimu avonam neged pneim, and they put their averus in front of their faces. They think about the averus. Yechashvu kol yemei tzarosim. When they think about all the averus, they'll think all the days that they suffered. V'imarku ma'od, even if they suffered a lot, l'yomayim, it'll only be like 2 days for them. In other words, a small amount of time. V'pnei shekol yisereim ka'ayinu ka'efes k'shiyarach osam el avonosam. Because whatever they suffered, it's nothing compared to what they deserve to suffer for all their averus. V'chein bedin. So too is correct. L'fikach. So the pasuk saying that he will give us life from the days of Tsar, or he'll make us better again from the days of Tsar, which we consider to be like 2 days. That you Hashem had mercy on us, that you gave us less than our averos, and you gave us let us escape. That is to say that Hashem does not punish a person based on what they really deserve, based on what they did, but much, much less than a person truly deserves. Like the pasuk says, you should know in your heart that just like when a person punishes their kid, Hashem lokechem yasreka, so too does Hashem punish you. And since I already explained in someplace else, I won't talk about it now. The Ron explains this in a different drasha that we haven't done. One of the ways that when Hashem gives mussar to the Jewish people, or punishes us, is similar to the way a father punishes their child, is like this. Shekashem sha'av inu malkes b'no k'dei rishaso, just like a father doesn't hit his son based on what the kid deserves. Ki mischai misa lo yimisenu. If a father found out that, let's say, I don't know, just to be graphic, if a father found out that his kid killed someone, what's the father going to do to the child? Kill him? Fathers aren't like that. Mothers aren't like that either. We don't do that. We don't punish their kids based on what they truly deserve. And many times, because the parent loves the child so much, they think that whatever punishment they gave him was too much. That's the way Hashem deals with us. And this is what it says in the Haftarah of this Seder. In other words, the Haftarah of Vayeschanan, which is Shabbos Nachamu. The famous Karbach song, Dabru Alev Yerushalayim, speak to the heart, on the heart of Yerushalayim, Mekiru Eleha, Ki Mala Tzva, Ki Nirtza Avona, Ki Lakcham Yad Hashem Kiflayim B'chol Tchataseh. Speak to Yerushalayim, let it know that it already received payment for its Averos, and it got double what it deserved from all its sins. That's what it sounds like. Ki Lakcham Yad Hashem Kiflayim B'chol Tchataseh. Sounds like Yerushalayim got hit double what it deserved from its sins. Raise the davar shel tamei. That's a shocking thing to say. Because Hashem is barach nifer min adam yosim yichetto. Does Hashem take punishment from a person more than they deserve? What do you mean? All the psukim are filled with Hashem is so kind and doesn't punish. During a kosev omer, the pasuk says atachasach delamata meavoneinu. We just read this pasuk that says that Hashem punishes us less than our sins. Ve'ech Yerushalayim. How could it be that Yerushalayim got hit double from what it deserved? This pasuk is talking like people talk, and it's like Hashem speaking as if, like a human, as if emotionally, coming from the midah of goodness of Hashem, like a person says on their child, that hit them too much. Even though the parent never hits a person more than they deserve, but the parent always feels like they hit the kid more than they deserve. This is what the pasuk says: that your right hand will help me, and your humility will help me. Because a person is very lacking and doesn't on his own reach the high perfection of al anavas Hashem yisbarach ki shemar bo so mashni maso, but it's the humility of Hashem that makes a person reach shleimus. Okay, so again, just to summarize, if a person thinks about what they did relative to who they did it to, so then a person will realize that whatever punishments they get or whatever negativity they experience in this world or the next world is nothing compared to what they truly deserve, and they will be happy that they are at least getting a kapara. But for a person, or the Jewish people in general, to really get a kapara, they have to, it's critical to that they reveal their avonos. They think about what they did wrong so that the cleansing process can happen. I just want to add one little point. That the pasuk says Yechayenu miyomayim, so there are many pshatim. The Ran gave one pshat and what it means, that Hashem should give us life from 2 days. But another possibility is we know the days of Hashem are 1,000 years, and 2,000 years of galus is what we've been in, just about. So that is also perhaps a possibility in that pasuk of Vimarkum od liyomayim. I'm sorry if it's Yechayenu miyomayim, Hashem will give us life from the 2,000 years of Galus, and on the third day, He will be Mekayimus. Okay.